And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, radio ace, America's most transient disc jockey. Floating Flash Frisbone, the jock that just can't keep a job. You'll remember last time, radio ace Floating Flash Frisbone was waiting for the next dog sled to take him from Stapleton, Saskatchewan, where an avalanche had just struck the CHIT tower. As we tune in this month, the tower is now toppling in the direction where our hero is standing. Could this be the end? But wait, what's that? Off in the distance, the swish of helicopter blades. It's the KMPC traffic copter. In an effort to get away from the smog, they decided to head just a little north of L.A. until the air cleared and, well, Flash, not being one to pass up a free ride, hails the copter.
Hey, you guys!
And just in the nick of time. As the helicopter with Flash safely aboard begins heading south, the steel structure that was the tower of CHIT crashes down on the studios of Canada's only high-energy wall-to-wall station. The studios and record library of the 250-watt AM facility are completely destroyed at an estimated damage of $75.44. Luckily, disc jockey Ironjaw Palmer was not in the studios at the time of the destruction. He was floating a Ferranti and Teicher album while trying to make a date with Maggie Stanton, the station secretary. And so, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, is safe, but once again out of work. But not for long. On the floor of the KMPC traffic copter, he finds a copy of Broadcasting Magazine. As per usual, he begins reading it from back to front. Under Help Wanted Announcers, he reads,
"Are you a communicator? We need you. Popular media market talk show in the early evenings." Early evenings? That's my favorite shift. Right, Box 94, Broadcasting Magazine. Hot dog!
And Flash immediately addresses one of the envelopes containing his audition tape and resume. As soon as he gets dropped off, he'll put it in the mail. And then it's just a matter of waiting. You know, it's a funny thing about radio. The station in the blind box ad turned out to be the same one that fired Flash just 2 weeks earlier. But things in broadcasting being what they are, Flash beat out the other two applicants, a dropout from the Matchbook School of Radio and TV, and the station's janitor. So we join Flash now at his first day back on the air at WYAP, Yammer Radio 94, in Keokuk, Iowa. Let's listen.
And the number is 245 TALK. That's 245 Talk on the Frizz phone. Hey, we had a big city council meeting last night. We got an open line tonight. Talk about anything you want to talk about at 245 TALK. And we have five open lines right now. So you can call right now. And there's five open lines. Hey, how about it? What do you think about it? Who do you think should run for president? Huh? You think it should be Carter? Or what? 245 TALK, that's 245 Talk on the Frizz phone on WYAP in Keokuk. Hey, it's nice to be back. We have five open lines right now, and this is your show. This is open line tonight. Talk about anything. It's 245 TALK. It's 245 Talk. And what about the Olympics, huh? What do you think about that, eh? Was that right to thing to do? And you think, where do you think we should have the Olympics? And it's 245 Talk TLK and Yammer Radio, Yap 94, and you got open lines right now. Five open lines. Listen, I think what we need is more taxes. You know, I mean, how do you think they pay for all that stuff that makes America great? You know, like the Lincoln Monument. You think they built that for free, huh? Huh? Let's raise the taxes. What do you say? What do you say, Keokuk? Let's raise the taxes, huh? Let's up those taxes, and you know, I mean, so what? I mean, you know, let's and gasoline should be $3 a gallon too, hey? 245 TALK. Got five open lines. 245 TALK. Free right now. Call. Yeah, I think they should draft women. Sure. They should send them to the front lines. They want equal? They want equal? I'll give them equal. Hey! I mean, you know, wouldn't that make trench warfare interesting if we had women in the front lines, huh? Huh? What do you think of that? What do you think I care, cuck? Give me a call. 245-TALK. Come on, huh? Huh? You know what I think? I think you people are all deadheads. That's what I think. We got five open lines here, and nobody's calling, hey? You know, you wouldn't know how to talk if they paid you. Come on, call me. 245-TALK. This is the Frizz phone. It's your show. This isn't my show. It's your show. I mean, you know. You know what you guys are out there listening to the radio? You're nothing but a bunch of commie pinko fags. Yeah, you're probably sitting around playing with yourself. Instead of calling. You know, you can use those fingers for other stuff. Put them in a phone and call 245-TALK. You know? I mean, that's my opinion. What's yours? This is the Frizz phone. 245-TALK. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue, huh? You gonna call me or what? We got a call. Anyway, we got a call coming in on line one. Hello? Oh, this is a Frizz phone. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like a large with extra cheese and sausage and pepperoni and onions. So that's for John Bellanger. Hello?
Goodbye. All right, now look. All right, I told the clown that owns this poor excuse of a radio station, I told him, I said, there's two things that'll get me back on the air. Thing number one, you get rid of Bob's used cars, because he really took me for a ride in that Pinto. I'm not kidding you. I still say that was the lousiest deal I ever had. Okay, he said, we'll put him on in the earlier show. Okay, fine. And then I said, number two, you get me some good guests and some good topics. What does he give me? You know, he gives me this old stale stuff about the Olympics, this crap about the taxes. I mean, it's the same stuff that nobody ever called about before. You people are all deadheads. You people are all, listen, I mean, you know, I'm ready to use the F word. You people don't know nothing about what. We got a call on line two. Hello, this is the Frizz phone.
Mr. Frizz phone, this is the general manager's office. You're fired.
I know I should have hired the janitor.
Well, it looks like our hero is out of work again, but totally undaunted.
Mom was right!
Join us next month for the further continuing...
I'm gonna kill myself!
Hopefully continuing adventures of... Floating Flash Frizzbone, Radio Ace. We hope to see you next month.
I'm gonna go stick my fingers in a transmitter. This isn't worth it.
And if Flash does do himself in, what will the recording studio do for the next 10 episodes that have been contracted? For answers to these and other poignant questions, join us next month for the further adventures of Floating Flash Frizzbone. The Adventures of the Radio Ace are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.